Do you know what today is?
A day year.
Yes, spirits, you know it's hump day, it's Wednesday, it's time for us to come and say, hey. Just kidding, but happy Wednesday. Can't nobody take my pride, can't nobody hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Broke the glass everywhere. If it ain't about the money, I just don't. All right. You get what I'm saying. Anyways, that's what this episode is about, holding me down. Can't nobody hold me down. Some people are holding me down physically, keeping me in this present, keeping me in the moment, keeping me going. And there's some people that just don't know me, don't love me, don't nothing, don't care, hate me. I don't need to exist to them. It is what it is, but at the end of the day, it don't matter. Because holding people down, whether it's not wanting them to progress or whether it's wanting them to progress and everything and above that, this is what this episode is all about, from politics to entertainers and so much more. So definitely stay tuned, spirits, because I am giving you the real deal. Stay tuned for my First Amendment podcast with your homegirl, Miss Kiki Kamau. Let's go. Welcome back. Good morning. Wait, shit. Grand Rising. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good afternoon. Habari Ghani, beautiful spirited butterflies. You are listening to my First Amendment podcast with your homegirl, the host, Miss Kiki Kamau. Hey, how y'all doing today? I'm back. Yes, and foremost. Yes, and the most. And before we even get started in the show, because I know y'all are super duper excited, welcome back, original listeners, first time listeners. If you are just now tuning in and first time listening to me, please don't forget to subscribe. That just wouldn't be right? So definitely subscribe, okay? And if you have been listening for a while and you are interested and you are inclined and you want to comment, definitely go to my website at www.kamauempire.com so you can be a part of the show as well. Listen, if you're listening to me, I definitely want to listen to you and hear what you got to say. All right. So definitely go to my podcast forum on my website at www.kamauempire.com, KamauEmpire, to be a part of the podcast forum. You feel me? All right. Well, you ready for the show? Let's get going. Welcome back. Hey, I know you like that. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad to see you back on the show again. Thank you so much for being on the show again. I know you missed all the other stuff last week.
Yeah, I had to be out for a week. But how you been doing, Miss Kiki?
Good. I had a pretty good week last week. This is a new week. You know, it's Wednesday. So it's been a pretty good week. August 31st. Oh my goodness. Can you believe we're already in August?
Man, it feels like the year is passing by.
Next thing you know, September. Then my favorite month, October.
I know you're a little Halloween, baby.
Yes, so but yeah, my week has been pretty good. This is my third week at the job. Mm-hmm. It's been going pretty good. You know, they're pretty comfortable with me. They gave me the code to the building and everything. Like, listen, I pretty much own it. I'm just playing. But my children are doing pretty good. Ty is doing really good at school, mm-hmm. Not missing any days, so that's good. I'm loving that. And everybody's doing pretty good. Although I just found out about my niece. I don't know if I told you that she contracted COVID and she's pregnant.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if she had the baby or didn't have the baby yet, but I'm still waiting to get news about that.
Yo, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's That's very tragic.
I had a couple of friends contract COVID. They barely made it out. They had a lot of respiratory problems. Mm-hmm. But they stayed in the house for about 14 days. But now, one of them's doing fine right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I hope everything works out for her. I'm definitely going to continue to say prayers for her.
Yeah, prayers out to your niece.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, hopefully she will get better. I do believe that she will get better, so I'm just going to leave it at that. But, what about you? How has everything been going with you?
Well, I recently got Z clips off the.
Yes.
Like I was saying, I'm just getting Z clips off the, you know,
off the ground. I think that's what you're trying to say.
I'm recently getting Z clips off the ground.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a little high, y'all. I ain't even gonna lie. But I'm a mobile barber, and you know, you helped me out, you know, starting the brand. You actually,
yes, indeed.
You created the brand name, started
that
the web shade.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. You know how I do, boo. You know how I do, boo. Yeah. So I just, you know, that's what I do. You know, that's what I love. I want to help. I want to make sure that you're growing. And this is something that you're passionate about. You know what I mean? You want to go out there and you want to cut people's hair. And you don't even do it for, like, a huge amount of money. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
You work with the people and things like that. Like, you definitely try to, you know, understand them, their financial situations, and cut them deals and things like that. So I love that.
Yeah, I'm definitely a man of the community.
Yes. So big ups to you for that.
Gotta look out for our people.
Yes, always. Always gotta look out for our people. Absolutely. So let's have you know what? Let's just do a moment in silence, because right now I'm feeling like a big, huge, like this. I just want to get like this huge weight lifted off. Like, just give some peace out to the world. Give some, you know, like, have a moment of silence for my niece. Like, have a moment of silence for us. Receive our blessings, you know, pray for others. So let's just kind of say like a real quick, and let's just kind of pause for a second, okay? Just for like 1 minute. Okay, so yes, you feel a little bit better given that little minute, that minute break, that minute pause.
Yeah, we needed a pause.
Yeah.
You know, I just recently lost my homeboy to some gun violence. You know, I really, I'm really saddened by the way that the youth are, you know, they're running around with pistols.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the Wild Wild West, but I'm really saddened by the death of my friend A-Rab, so rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace, for sure. My goodness. Another fallen brother. I hate to see it. I really do. And so many sad news, but also some good news is happening as well. But I hate to see that. But I definitely, may he rest in peace, and he's not in pain anymore. So thank you so much for sharing that. But I completely forgot that I want to talk about what is going on with the show and the topic of the show, Hold Me Down, and why it's called Hold Me Down today. So do you know why it's called Hold Me Down?
Yeah, I know why it's called Hold Me Down.
Okay, so I'm going to explain why it's called Hold Me Down, because I'm not quite sure you'll be able to explain it the way I can explain it. But So the reason why it's called Hold Me Down is because, again, it's basically just talking about how there are people out there that will literally hold you down and prevent you from getting to where you're trying to go and following your purpose. And then there are people out there that will uplift you and want to continue to see you elevate and progress in the world and things like that. So there's actual different dichotomies of, or different examples of hold me down. So with that being said, yes, I want to relate it back to politics and entertainment. So a couple of topics that we're going to be talking about is Sha'Carri Richardson. Yes, the fastest woman in the world. What she said? I'm the number one fastest woman in the world. in the world, Craig.
She said she coming back.
She coming back.
She ain't finished.
She ain't finished. But we're gonna get a little. We're gonna get into that a little bit more later. And then also we are gonna be talking about Biden and you know what I'm saying, why he strongly feels about pulling his allies and his troops out of mother effing Afghanistan. You feel me?
Yeah.
He said ain't nobody gonna hold him down from doing that. You feel me? Ain't nobody gonna hold him down.
It is time for the truth.
And then we got a local man in the city of Tampa, Florida. Can you believe that he was arrested and sentenced in prison for 3 years for something that was not like true, like wrongfully accused, my brother.
Yeah.
But he is out free today. Yes, thank the ancestors and whoever else helped him get on his way. So we're going to get really into it. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to really get into the subject. But before we do, you know, we got to bring out this quote. You feel me? And then we definitely going to get into it. So let go. Hatred paralyzes life. Love releases it. Hatred confuses life. Love harmonizes it. Hatred darkens life. Love illuminates it. By Martin Luther King Jr. If you have not already subscribed to my podcast, please do so before we get started within the show. Go ahead, do it right now. Anyways.
That was easy.
See how easy that was? Listen, also, if you want to be a part of the podcast forum, please go to my website at www.kamalempire.com so you can be a part of the show, the talk, the conversation next week. So definitely don't miss out. Don't be a part of that. If you want to get your voice heard, where are you, spirits? Let me hear you fly. Let go.
Okay.
Welcome back, spirits.
It is,
you are listening to my First Amendment podcast with your host, Miss Kiki Kamau, and my brother from another, Mr. Z Mons. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen. He's just part of the show. Just want to give some love and things like that. Just to, you know, definitely get the word out and stuff like that. But This damn segment is, first we're going to start off talking about Sha'Carri Richardson, right? So let's definitely get into it. I mean, did you see her interview on, what was it? What news channel was that on?
I'm not sure, but it was the Profontaine.
I think it was a Fox News.
Yeah.
Profontaine, yeah. The running,
The Profontaine Classic.
Yes. So let's kind of give a background story, right? So Sha'Carri Richardson comes in last place in first race since her marijuana suspension, right? So when she was at the original Olympics tryout, Richardson won the 100-meter dash on the same track at the U.S. Olympic track and field trials back in June. But now my girl coming in last place, ninth place at that, and she say it ain't over yet, though. It ain't over yet. So she said people are definitely holding her down. You can really feel the intensity in that interview. Like, when she was, like, cursing and things like that. Like, that was very shocking for me. What do you think?
Yeah, most definitely. You can feel her animosity towards the critics. Mm-hmm. You know, but you can't let nobody hold you down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she definitely let the critics know that she ain't done. You know, she's going to keep her head up and she ain't finished, you know. She's still young. She's got a long career ahead of her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She is still young. She definitely got a lot of time ahead of her. And there is so many people there's so many people that is like rooting for her and wanting her to succeed. So I'm very proud of her. The fact that she did that interview, I probably would have never said what she said. I probably would have never cursed, but you can tell she was really feeling that. She was like, y'all are really counting me out. Mm-hmm. And like, you trying to make me count me out. You feel me? Yeah. But like, I'm here, I'm on TV, you watching me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't the other way around. So I can definitely like sense that. I felt that.
Plus she had like a whole month off, you know?
Yeah, she did have a whole month off. Like, you gotta give her that. Like, and she smoked weed. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
The whole suspension threw her off.
The suspension threw her off. She
couldn't be on her A game. What'd you expect? You know?
I mean, but
she had a lot on her
plate. But the thing is though, is like she had a lot on her plate. She was stressed out, you know, and she was probably in her mind a lot, I bet, as well before the game. Cause you can, like I said, in that interview, you can sense the intensity in her voice. You can feel, like, I'm an empath, so I felt that shit. Like, I felt that shit. I don't know, like, I just...
Headshot.
It was, like, you can definitely tell, like, people are heading, like, gaining on her. Like, they shooting at her head. Like, they are really on her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I want to say, baby girl, Shakari Richardson, definitely keep your head up. I'm rooting for you. You are definitely one of my favorite people. So you definitely keep on going, girl. And just know that money is coming, boo-boo. It is definitely coming.
Yeah, you definitely got support from this podcast.
Absolutely.
We got your back. We going to hold you down, baby girl.
Yay.
You keep going.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk about Biden. Let's get into it. First of all, are you even a real political person? Like, are you big on politics?
Not really. You know, from time to time, I catch a couple of, you know, news segments, but not really. But I do know what's going on with Biden and the troops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I caught a couple of interviews. Mm-hmm. You know, and I see a lot of people upset out here, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just mostly... I see the Republicans are upset about them, you know, bringing the troops home.
Yeah.
A lot of the folks out here just feel like they don't, that he don't know what he's doing. But I definitely agree.
That the troops need to come home.
They need to come home. Yeah. You know, how long the troops have been in Afghanistan anyway?
Oh my God, like over 20 years.
Since you know, they was trying to catch Osama bin Laden.
9/11. So 2001, 2021.
That's ridiculous. So many lives lost.
Yeah. A lot of lives lost, and I think that's what a lot of people are saying. So let's just kind of give the background story, because Biden defends his decision to pull U.S. troops from Afghanistan despite resurgent Taliban, okay? So as security conditions deteriorate in Afghanistan, President Biden is defending his decision to pull U.S. troops out of America's longest-running war. Like, seriously, what the hell is this war all about? Like, I, and this is the crazy thing. I'm a veteran. Like, I served 4.5 years in the Navy, and still to this day, I don't know. I mean, come on now. I know what the war was about, like, what they want you to think the war is about. But, like, what was the war about for us to have been there for right now, for this long?
Man, I don't know. But prayers out to Afghanistan. You know, the Taliban just came and took over the presidency. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people out there are getting hurt. It's hard to get our people back to America. Mm-hmm. You know, they're trying to stay close communication with, you know, the Americans over there. And, you know, a lot of people are getting murdered. A lot of innocent lives being taken. So prayers to Afghanistan as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, this is what Biden said in one of his statements from, what was it? The NPR is what I read from. He said, "Do I trust the Taliban? No. But I trust the capacity of the Afghan military, who is better trained, better equipped, and more competent in terms of conducting war." Still, Biden noted, in the end, whether it was the British Empire, the Soviet Union, or now the United States, no world power has ever been able to impose its will permanently on Afghanistan. Biden said it's up to the people of Afghanistan to decide on what government they want, not for us to impose the government on them. No country's ever been able to do that. So basically, it's like Afghanistan is also asking for us to help them, like the women of Afghanistan as well. And basically they signed a treaty, like all countries signed a treaty saying that, you know, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do over here.
I understand.
And you know what I'm saying? And you don't come fuck with my shit, right? But America is so nosy and so, like, helpful at the same time. They like, ooh, I need to come help and I need to come show love. And, you know, why also destructing and destroying and killing people as well. It's a weird dichotomy, I got to be honest with you.
It is. A nosy-ass America.
It really is. It really is. And the crazy thing is that this is something that has been ongoing since Obama. Like, this is something, like, did you hear what Trump was saying about it? Even though this segment is not particularly about Trump. You know, we'll talk about it. That's a whole nother life story, like, for real. But
FDT. Fuck Donald Trump.
Okay, listen, a whole nother story. Don't get Donald Trump started, okay? Do not get Donald Trump started, because Donald Trump will give you the boot, boo-boo. He will give you the boot. So don't even get started, because he do not care what he be saying.
I'm really rich.
Okay. But anyway, so back to that. I just want to close that segment and say that at the end of the day, Biden is pretty much saying that ain't nobody going to let him hold him down when it comes to getting his troops out, because he sincerely feels for the allies of Afghanistan as well as the troops. They really want to come home to their families. And the allies, you know, he feel like have done nothing wrong and they've served their purpose with the United States of America. And they deserve justice and freedom as well. So that's pretty much that. But in local news, because that was in political news, we did entertainment. Fun. So local news, I'm super excited about the local news with the Tampa man being released from jail. 31 years. Wow. I think I said earlier, did I say 3 years? Did I say 3 years? Okay, so Tampa man released from jail 31 years after misidentification leads to wrongful conviction. This shit is so sad.
Man, there's no way that he could get that kind of time back.
No.
I don't know. You know, that's a nice lawsuit if you ask me.
Yes.
I don't know what the justice system is doing, but, you know, a man taking 31 years of his life away, that's just wrong, you know. I feel for that man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really unfortunate. His name is Tony Hopps, and he was his conviction was overturned by a judge Monday after an investigation by Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren found major problems with how the case was handled. I seen the interview, the man getting out of the car. He was all crying and hugging his fellow you know, family members or friends or whatever the case may be. It was so touching. And it broke my heart. Like, it really did break my heart. And I hated to see it, but I also loved to see it, because he's free now and he can fly like a butterfly. And I just hope that whatever he do with that, that freedom, I just hope he does it for something for good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
And I'm just in shock. I mean, I really can't imagine 31 years of my life. Shit, I'm 37.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a whole, you know, almost
that's half a decade. That's 2 decades and
that's
no, that's I'm sorry, that's 3 decades and a year.
You know, of your life gone.
Yeah,
you know?
Just completely
shit.
Gone.
Behind bars, 24-hour lockdown. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, you're right. The bright side of it is that he got his freedom, you know, justice has been served, you know. But damn it, did it have to take 31 years?
Mm-mm. The crazy thing is, they say his mustache matched the person that it was actually.
Fuck a mustache.
Like, so, I mean, this is what I be talking about in the justice system. It's always like, why me, bro, why, if I look like my brother and my sister, why do I have to necessarily be my brother and my sister? Like, where is the justice? Like, damn, you hate me because I, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even try to get all the information.
Yeah, but did he have any family? Did he have any kids?
Oh my goodness. I mean, definitely more to come. I'm interested in this story. I'm going to continue to read up on it and look up more information about this. I don't know, but I would hate that because, you know, if he did, he would have to have it like, you know, oh my gosh, how old is he now? Like, would you say like 60? Oh my goodness. I'm definitely going to have to go back and read more into this story because I think he was sentenced to life in prison for armed robbery. He was accused of holding up an elderly couple at a Tahitian inn back in January of 1990.
Jesus.
So you do the math because I am not good with math.
Oh my God.
So, but yes, that is very unfortunate. Can you believe that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, I hate that that happened. I definitely hope that, like I said, he continued to find peace and hopefully his family help him get, like, a good... You know, I hope this man don't even ever have to work. I don't even want this man to ever work, ever. He served his time, for real.
But you got to think about it. All right, he's been institutionalized for 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
He probably don't even really know how to act out here.
Yeah.
It's probably, you know, it's a whole different environment. He's got to learn, retrain his mind to act, you know, how to act out in here instead of, you know, in the different world, the new world.
Absolutely.
He stepped out of jail, the whole world changed. Absolutely. This shit is different, wearing the mask, all that shit, you know.
It's
a different world.
It really is. It really is. And I hate that it's like that, but... You know, what are you going to do? Barbecue and mildew.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Is that an old saying?
You're hilarious.
That's just one of my sayings. Listen, you're going to barbecue and mildew. What you going to do? So, I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, all of these stories are tragic in their own way, but a lot of them have some wins, you know, at the end of the day. So, it's like I said, it's about not holding, you know, holding me down. In a progressive way or holding me down and, you know, in a way where you're not able to, you're lifting me up. So, definitely, if you want to hear more stories about these segments and more damn stories, definitely continue to follow me, on my website at www.comeoutempire.com. And I'm also on Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook if you want to know more. You want to plug yourself in? Do you know your URLs and your tags?
No.
You know, you got at Z-Clips.
Yeah, you got to check out Z-Clips.
Yes.
At Instagram.
On
man.
Instagram.
You know, I'll be posting new pics. You know, you guys can hit me up on Messenger or on Facebook or Instagram or wherever the fuck you're using.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, thank you so much for listening to that.
Damn.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Do you swear to tell the truth?
So help you God.
Lego.
Access granted.
Know your laws. Know your laws. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to my First Amendment podcast, and I'm your host, Miss Key Kamau. With my brother from another mother, Mr. Z. Mons.
Yeah.
Yes, he always want a hand clap, but I'm not giving you one this time. I lie. So this definitely is the Know Your Law segment where we talk about the constitutional rights that it relates back to the podcast episode itself, the title of the podcast, Hold Me Down. And normally I noticed that I was not really going in order or any type of significant order or any type of numerical order when it came to the constitutional laws. But I did know that I wasn't giving it to you at every episode, but I wanted to start back doing that. So I did want to kind of give you a background. I'm sure you already know, but the Constitution makes up the Bill of Rights, and there are 27 constitutional rights. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea. Shit, I did not pay attention.
Oh my gosh. And so far, Spirits, I have given you one, okay? And that was the 14th Amendment. Without further ado, Spirits, I plead the fifth. Oh my goodness. It wasn't me. Did you find me in the shower? It wasn't me. Did you find me in the sofa? It wasn't me. It wasn't me. But yes, I plead the fifth. Obviously, you know what's crazy about the Fifth Amendment is that it actually it's kind of like the 14th Amendment. It includes a due process clause stating that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without a fair trial. So basically, every single person that we talked about today deserved a free trial. So if we want to relate that back to Sha'Carri Richardson when she got high, or when she got caught with THC in her blood at the Olympics tryout, I feel like they should have gave her a fair trial. I don't think that her kicking her out and giving her that whole month suspension was a fair trial. Period.
Come on now, everybody smoke.
I mean, who don't smoke?
Marijuana, you know, they did all
that. Stop playing with me.
You know, they make such a big deal over marijuana.
Yes.
It's 2021. Shit, my nephew smoke.
I mean, stop playing with me. It's no shocker to the world, but honestly, I definitely think that. And then when it comes to Biden as well, like, he is basically saying, look, these people are free. They are, you know what I'm saying? They need to be free. They need a free trial. They, you know, these allies are good to me. They're good to us. They're good to you. They ain't never did nothing to nobody. And then the man from Tampa, it's really sad that I forgot his name already again. But anyway, Tony, it's like I had it on the tip of my tongue. But Mr. Tony, you know, he deserved a fair trial. He didn't get one. He did not get one. So
no, he did.
Definitely know your laws, you guys, when it comes to the constitutional rights or anything like that, so you can fight black at any moment's time. And if you want to hear more topics and conversations like this, definitely log on to my website at www.kamauempire.com. And that is KamauEmpire. Thank you so much for listening, and fly high, spirits.
All right, see y'all next week.
You're fired!
All right, spirits, it is time for the You're Fired segment. This is part of the show where I talk about my previous jobs, whether it was past co-workers, whether it was past managers, whether it was past the company itself. That was just a piece of the shit, assholes, bullshit, blase, swaze, yaze, in the middle, in between, and all that green. So this episode, I actually was not really going in specific order. And I started back in the last episode and consistent. So this episode, believe it or not, with Z, I want to talk about my Busch Gardens experience. That's where I met you.
Yes, you did.
Oh my goodness.
That was like 2005, 2006.
Yes, what a lovely day, lovely day, lovely day. But yes, that's definitely where I met Zethro. I'm sorry, Z. And you know, we just kind of handed off from there. We did pretty good, right? We were like really cool.
Yeah,
we always good had friends. A
pretty good close relationship until you moved away.
Yes, I had to join the military, live my dreams, live my life. You know, thank you, thank me. You feel me? But I gotta be honest with you. When it came to me working at Busch Gardens, a lot of bad things happened. I had a lot of bad experiences. Did you ever really experience any bad experiences when it came to like coworkers or like managers or anything like that?
Most definitely, man. I just want to tell you about this one situation where I had this racist coworker.
Mm-hmm.
This was the situation. I had, you know, I was a young black male. I was about 21, and they hired me to be the supervisor of the pest control department.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like that, you know, but he didn't show much effort, mm-hmm. you know, in the field. He just thought, I guess, the white privilege was going to get him the job. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
No,
so,
no.
So he did a lot of things to sabotage me.
Right.
You know, and you know, I felt like enough was enough. And then, you know, it was an unhealthy environment for me to be around shit like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what was this man's name again?
Richard Dickerson or something.
Richard Dickerson!
You're fired!
You're fired, you little motherfucker.
Doesn't Richard's nickname for Dick? And he's a double dick.
Double dick. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I love it. So, I mean, I have a few stories. I honestly, there was this one girl named Iris. She was a real big bitch to me at Busch Gardens.
I know Iris.
Yes, because she liked you.
No.
Y'all had a little thing going on.
Nah, she used to date my boy Josh back in the day.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. But either way it goes, she was not like a good... She was not nice. She was not nice.
She was the field super.
She was on some light skin shit. Like, she was on some light skin shit. Real talk. But, you know, I hated that Busch Gardens kept sticking me at the damn cotton candy stand. I felt like that was real racist.
Yeah, man.
I really, and then the bees kept, like, you know.
It's sad that we had to experience racism.
At such a young age. At such a young age. I was only 17 years old when I started working there. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
A whole year I worked there. Then they stuck me at the Dippin' Dot cars during the Christmas time. And it was like, okay, I know it'll be like cold to, in Florida, like for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But bitch, it was cold to me. Like, for real. And yeah, I went with that shit.
Man.
Like, I was not with that shit. All you want to. It was cold. But anyway. That's pretty much it. Like, it wasn't a bad experience. I got to be honest with you. Busch Gardens have some real good benefits. The fact that you can go to the park, like, what, every day or whatever.
Yeah.
You have, like, family member tickets and shit like that. But at the end of the day, I had some real, you know, some real fucked up employees that did some real fucked up things. But long story short, the reason why I'm firing Busch Gardens is because, motherfuckers, y'all fired me and y'all kept sticking me at the damn Dippin' Dot cart.
You're fired!
Okay, sometimes I get way too crazy with that button, but spirits, this is the last part of the show, and this is called 7 Minutes in Heaven with your girl, Miss Keith Kamau. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to my First Amendment podcast with Miss Keith Kamau, your host. And I, during this segment, I usually like to give advice, but I am actually calling you motherfuckers out to all the listeners. To all the previous listeners, even the new listeners, I challenge you to ask for advice on my website and on the forum at www.kamauempire.com. If you are confused, you can literally chat me while you're there and I can respond in real time. But if you're afraid of that, if you're not one of those people that love websites, then you can also message me on Instagram at MZKIKI_Kamau, KAMAU. 87. I'm also on Facebook at Miss Kiki Kamau again. And then you can find me on Snapchat at K Womack 90, which is crazy. They won't let me change the name on that, but it's K W O M A C K. Everyone spells Womack so wrong. They always put an L in it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know why. Because
it doesn't even sound like an L.
It really don't. But that's what they do. So if you are looking for advice, please hit me up on those social medias as well as my website so that way I can give you advice. I'm your home girl, so I got nothing but love, nothing but advice to give. Completely unbiased and completely real. So hit me up, spirits. I look forward to listening to you. I look forward to hearing from you. And I look forward to empathizing with you. Until next time, fly high, spirits. Even give a fuck like what I was saying or nothing. You just gonna get on the bitch.
Access denied.
Like, you can't do that. You can't do that. But anyways, this is the outro. This is the laugh and gaff, the jokes and giggles, the mix and miggles, you know. We pretty much just want to say thank you so much for listening to us. Because how long has it been? Like, what, an hour or so?
Yeah.
And y'all have been staying tuned, keeping it real, keeping it live. So I definitely do appreciate the love.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate our fans.
Okay, you ain't got no damn fans on. Wait a minute. I wasn't ready. Hold on. Why did you play games with me right now? Wait a minute. This... Wait a minute. No. This is not our fans. No. I was not ready. I was not ready. First of all, Z with fans. I don't even got no damn fans. How you got fans?
I don't know. I'm just talking.
I'm dead. Okay, you're right. We got fans. But yeah, thank you so much. You could be listening to anybody, anywhere, anytime, any place, and you choose to listen to us. So we definitely do appreciate that, and we love you so much. And hey, let us know if you want to hear more Z. I mean, he has so much more to say and so much more to do and so much more to be a part of. So let me know how you're feeling about this show, if you like it from previous shows and things like that. And yeah, let us know. Fuck with us.